Boys. Seems our friend Tiber won't be joining us this evening on account of a slight case of death. Now. Well, well, well. Devil's Night is upon us once again, so we throw a little party, set a bunch of fires, and turn a little profit.
I like the pretty lights.
Yeah, problem is, all been done before. See what I mean?
No reason to quit.
Best reason to quit. Only reason to quit. The man has an idea. The idea attracts others, like-minded. The idea expands. The idea becomes an institution. The rewards of the idea become more important than the idea itself. What was the idea? Yeah, that's what's been bothering me, boys. As I tell you, when I used to think about the idea itself, it put a big old smile on my face. Oh, not that cheap, easy kind we all get from self-gain or some frivolous distraction. I mean spirit. Any of you boys been smiling like that lately? Where are we, gentlemen? Where in the hell are we? You think some poor, scabby colonist putting a musket ball through the head of some redcoat had even the vaguest notion about a skyscraper, lane highway, cable television, scented goddamn toilet paper, huh? So who profited? Washington? Rockefeller? That fucker back there with the musket pulling the trigger with a great big goddamn smile on his face! That's who! In short, boys, greed. Well, that's just for him, let's see. Disorder. Chaos. Anarchy. Now that's just fun.
What about Devil's Night?
What about it? I set the first fires in this city. Pretty soon I got a bunch of shitheels imitating me. Do you know what they got now? Devil's Night breeding cards. Isn't that precious? The idea has become the institution. Time to move on.
You don't want us to do light my fire time for the whole city?
I want you to set a fire that's so goddamn big the gods will take notice of us again. That's what I'm saying. I want you all to be able to look me in the face again and say, my God, are we having fun or what? Hey, you, what's your name, Skank? You don't feel that? You don't feel part of a sense of privilege? Like you're part of a piece of history, boy?
I feel like a little worm on a big fucking hoof.